85.
Let that beat build. Yeah. 85 South Show Records Productions. My office hours are 9 to 5. And then I'm open again from 6 to your bitch. If you wanna be on a record label, and you ain't gotta worry about the executive producer, all up in the videos, all up on the track. You get your own goddamn record company, man. Can't tell that nigga what to do with his shit, man.
He putting the money up.
He putting the paper.
Shit, he wanna be seen right there.
Don't tell me shit if you broke, cause I don't listen to broke niggas. Why would I take advice from fuck niggas? Can't fuck with you. Hang around you, now I'm stuck with you. Can't come up with you, now I'm fucked with you. Because you a crab ass in the barrel. Who the fuck put the crabs in the barrels? What you ask, Jay-Z? Well, hell, I don't know. It's just a crab like me. I'm trying to crawl up the side where the crabs can't see. Hey, you heard what I said, boy? I'm trying to get out that side that the crabs can't even see. See, they be focusing on you and they forgetting about me. And then the next thing you know, I done crawled out of arm's reach. Get it? Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? I was just...
And you brought it back and then you flipped it on.
Yeah, I was just being astronomical with it. You know what I'm saying? Being
you can't do it another way, though.
Man, all right. Well, check it out. Okay. So by the time they realize that I done crept up out the side, I will be way up out they reach of they grasp, I'm on they ass. You feel me? I ain't even know what I was gonna do with it. Saved it.
I thought I caught you off guard.
You never do that.
I see.
I never let you do that.
Man, every time I come, I try,
so
but I never do
out.
It.
When I got this money, where am I going to keep it? Where I'm going to put it? I should put it in a bank account and let it get some interest. I'm not interested in doing that, so give me a couple stacks just in case I'm not able to come back. Did you catch that? That's a fact. I don't give a fuck how many checks I get. I still need a stack. Don't ask me what I'm doing because my life is in ruin. I'm about to take my bitch shopping, stop, get some ribs for the barbecuing. Come on. This is taking care of the family, nigga. This is what this is for. This is the 85 South Show, bro. This is a podcast for niggas who originally didn't know what a podcast was. Then they started watching this and then came to a live show. Guess what they are now? 85%ers.
Big facts.
You don't hear what I'm saying, bro. Cause we done been everywhere from like, from Huntsville to Jacksonville, and then to Knoxville and Nashville, Louisville, and all the Villes and Greenville. Mm. And we coming back still. You think that we won't, but we will. And you already know, had so much fun when we went to Orlando. Come on, bro. I don't give a damn. I do a show in Birmingham if I want to. I do everything that these niggas don't do. Go to the Stardome. Don't do two, nigga, do three. And keep this shit real. Do three more shows where my nigga in Nashville. Crack smoke all in your body. If you have not seen that nigga, ask somebody. Come on, bruh. The 85 South Show, let me tell you what it's about. Jokes about when your mama about to put you out the house for disrespecting and running your mouth. Nigga, we did that. I see what other motherfuckers is trying to do and they think that we don't know where they get it from. Bro, we see you, bro.
Stay in the child's
we
place.
See you. Now, we not even the type of people who would address no shit like that.
Sometimes you got to.
We wish everybody well. The fucked up part is,
but
now,
you gotta let them know you know.
We been telling them. Now that they see that it's all good, they behind. You should have been did it. Nah, man. Nah. Do you.
It's the blueprint.
Do you though. But do your blueprint. You get what I'm saying?
So if a nigga do another nigga blueprint, is it still a blueprint?
Man, You gotta, if you wanna use a nigga blueprint, you need what? Permission. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's enough, turn it off, see? Welcome back to the 85 South Show. We was getting all philosophical. Come on, man. But you know it is what it is, dog. That's just how the game goes, man.
Yeah.
Everybody gotta ride the wave, man. You know what I'm saying? Never let these niggas ride your wave if you too busy creating your own wave.
Fucked up when they catch it late though.
Woo. Woo. Nah, it's fucked up when they reheat your shit and think you don't know what it is.
That shit don't even be the same.
Come on now, do you? How you gonna do me if I'm me? And then they see you doing me and then they get us confused and then they're like, who the fuck is who? Don't do that. Now it's two me's and no you.
Man,
the fucked up part is they had already like
it sound like
us.
You want to rap some more.
Man, hey man, put it on, bro.
Man, I don't know. I wasn't even trying to start no shit.
Every time you come here, you start.
So. I do.
You
catching on now.
I think it's because your team lost. You really just trying to feel better. Is that it? Because you know you got to come up off that little money.
Hey, come on, man.
You know you got to pay that nigga that little money.
Yeah, I'm stretch it a day or two, though.
No, don't do that. That's
just got to, man.
That's some whole ass shit.
No, it ain't.
Come on, bro.
Like, let me hit you about the money. Don't hit me right after the game. Let me.
But if he would have won.
No, I don't do that. I promise y'all don't do that.
Man, I know you. I just read a tweet where you asked your daughter back for the money she ain't spent on the school trip.
That's different.
That ain't different, bro. That's your baby.
Because, like, low she been, like, I don't like people to stack on me. My little girl been stacking on me. Like, I already knew she had money from the last time, but I still gave her some more money. I'm like, what are you trying to do? You finna buy your mama no Mother's Day with my shit.
Hey, bro. Hey, man. Sometimes, I don't know what the fuck been going on, man. All I guess who been coming on the 85 South Show been tripping. They tripping lately, man. It must be, Mercury must be driving an Escalade or something.
Nah, Los, it ain't that. It's like, on Father's Day, I get all the homemade shit.
That's what you're supposed to get, the father.
Right, but then on Mother's Day,
gifts, bro.
Dad, let's go do this, let's go. Hey, man, we ain't doing all this shit now.
You
gonna pick
bro.
One gift.
You a hater.
Nah, ain't no damn
hater. You gotta get that up off your heart.
Well, fuck it. I don't know what, it's gonna take a couple years.
You got Shively the money.
I just want them to have a trip through Atlanta where they're like, what we gonna get Dad this year? You know, I done went to Ross, Marshalls. She don't see none of that.
Ooh, that's the song right there. Turn that up.
We go to the mall. Now Ooh. She done found her mama the perfect gift.
On Father's Day, they don't never get us shit.
At all.
They don't get us shit.
At all.
Every motherfucking Father's Day, they don't get us shit. They don't get us shit. They take us out and get that same ass meal, that same ass food, them same ass socks. Them same ass shoes, we get that same ass steak, that same ass food, we get them same ass sock, and them same ass shoe. We got a tie for what? What the fuck I need a tie for? I don't like the gift, so what I need to lie for? Motherfucker bought a lawnmower. Fuck, I need a lawnmower to work for? Damn, this family is ungrateful because I pay all of the bills. It's Father's Day, you mad, but that's exactly what it is. Didn't even get no breakfast with no eggs and no bacon. I want a new family because my old family hate it. My wife didn't even suck no dick. I hate this Father's Day shit and they done made me sick. We gonna take me out to eat and hell, I got to pay. Man, that's some bullshit on Father's Day. They be like, Daddy, I need some money, we going on a trip. They be like, Daddy, I need some money, we going to do some shit. They be like, Daddy, 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 that's all they say. They wear out my name just like every fucking day. And then I don't want no drama, so some money to your mama. I don't even give a fuck how much, just don't want drama. Give it to her, tell her don't call my phone and don't text. Happy Father's Day, that's a weak ass text. I'm so tired of that shit and it's unoriginal. Chain letter text, nigga, fuck the criminals and felons who be sending that shit. Now this is a real ass shit. Father's Day, some bullshit.
Man, Man, you just wrapped my whole
Kiss
fucking
my
situation
ass.
Up, man.
On Father's Day, they'll have you cutting some grass. And talk about, let's go eat with the family. And then sit with some niggas older than me. I got a stress on my mind, bro.
Lose, you just... How you just summarized that shit, I can't even complain no damn more.
Man, don't. We all got it bad.
I might buy her mama a good gift.
Do it, bro.
Just so she can leave me the fuck
Do
alone.
It. Do it.
I don't think about that. That's a reason not to text me.
That's some of the, that's the only peace you gonna get as a black man, bro. Some left alone. It costs you a few dollars to get some peace and happiness, man. I don't know if you figured it out yet. I mean, I'm slightly older than you. But you gonna have to, hey man, your peace gonna cost you.
It be worth it in the long run.
Woo! Some shut the fuck, always make sure you got some shut the fuck up money. Cause you already in the baby daddy game. We baby fathers, bro. Ain't nobody gonna look out for us. Mm-hmm.
You around your grandparents, did they have their own room? Like your granddad had his own room? Or they always slept together?
No, man.
My granddad, he had his own room, and my grandma had, you was like that too, girl? Yeah, like, I never realized it till I got about 25.
You know why?
I can't
you
wait
know
to
why,
get
though?
Old and have my own room.
Because your granddaddy wasn't no freak-ass nigga.
Yeah.
He only slept with your grandma when he wanted some pussy, then he got up, and he went in his room. And the thing about your granddaddy is after he got some pussy, he got fully dressed. He put all his clothes back
like
on.
Like he going to a house.
Right, and walked down the hall to his bedroom.
Every Saturday, because you know they go to church on Sunday. That Saturday night, he's sleeping in the room with grandma.
He might tip in
Happy
there.
Happy as hell.
Now, he's sleeping there Friday night. He might tip in there Saturday. But you know he ain't going to wake up in there Sunday
Man,
morning.
I know that
to
ain't Papa sneaking out of grandma's room.
Man.
Nigga ain't even realize them folk married. He can't go in there.
Right.
But you look like he's sneaking
Come
out.
Come on now. They did plenty of fucking. They got 10, 11 children.
Right.
Now, that's what we want nobody to talk about. We be getting our grandma all the respect, but grandma has some dirty, dark secrets too. All them baby daddies, don't none of these kids look alike. Three light-skinned uncles, four dark-skinned uncles.
Tall, short.
Come on now. Grandma got a whole nother set of kids that live somewhere else. You ain't
but
know.
But they them. Always talking about the granddads.
You don't even know them uncles.
Yeah, they always talking about the granddads.
Grandma ain't packed up and left a whole family.
Started a whole new one.
Come on, man. Roll up something. That's too powerful. It's too painful to talk about. It's too painful. What you been up to, pimp?
Man, just living.
Just living, going through it.
Yeah.
Damn.
It be the ups, the downs.
It's the ups that make the downs.
Yeah, niggas love talking about the ups. I done started embracing the downs.
Damn, that's negative, man.
The other day I was like, this is a good time right now.
Just
I'm gonna look back and smile like, what the fuck you was 2 months ago? Real talk.
Oh, so you thinking positive and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I looked in the refrigerator, I said, look, I ain't shit in this motherfucker.
That's all right.
I said in a couple weeks, this motherfucker gonna be full.
A couple
and guess what
weeks?
Happened?
Why it take so long?
Cause my cousin, she had to recertify on her food stamps.
Damn, man.
So when she recertified, I gave her the 100, she gave me $200 worth of stamps. Now my shit full. Nigga, I got alkaline water.
I was just about to ask you what you get. Did you
yeah.
get some Eggo waffles?
Who?
Y'all fold them Eggo waffles?
Man, and they organic. Like, I ain't just doing, hey, Los, I ain't just doing regular shit I was doing before the drought.
I'm gonna ask you.
I done stepped
I'm
it
gonna
up.
Go through the bougie grocery list, see what you was fucking with. How about that goddamn Texas toast with the cheese on it?
Garlic?
Yeah.
Count it.
Ooh.
What you think I'm gonna eat my spaghetti with?
What you get? Oh, so you went and got the whole spaghetti
Oh,
set up.
Yeah.
What you do in the breakfast department?
The breakfast department, I got a little egg whites.
Ooh.
Yeah, egg whites, low cholesterol. Now, I mean, trying to get the titties off for the summer.
Yeah.
I want the stomach, but the titties gone.
Titties got to go. Hey, the titties so disrespectful.
Titties, go.
Titties got to go,
God,
bro.
God, man, what I'm out there at the pool last year. I'm like, man, somebody walked past like, man, these studs are getting real aggressive. That one I was like, see, I ain't ready to be just dope boy belly
you
out.
Ain't pool yeah. ready yet.
Yeah. But I ain't tank top neither. I ain't.
Yeah.
Cause you when you jump in the water and that tank top sticks
get
to
wet.
You, like, yeah, nah.
That's
nah.
when you really look like a
So
stud.
I just been really just bossing it up, laying yeah. on the little beach chair, like with the
Acting
head.
Acting like you doing some
yeah.
shit on the laptop.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at with it right now.
Damn, them titties, man.
I gotta get them off. I ain't tripping.
This trainer nigga keep trying to get me to work out. I be like, man, I'll be high, bro. Fuck working out. It gonna be the same bitches.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the same ones that like me.
They
like
you,
me now.
Yeah, if they like you, they
Why
gonna
I
like
need
you.
To get, if I get finer, it's unfair. I'm straight, bro. I know how to make I know my angles.
Then you building a dynasty.
Catfish. I'm catfish, bro. I'm telling you, I'm showing up with a dope boy body all summer.
All summer.
All my shit unbuttoned. Chest hair. Grown ass man. I don't give a fuck. What she gonna say if I'm pulling up on 26s or something? Gleaming and glossing, looking like
and
a favorite dope
and different
boy.
Whips.
Hell yeah, with about 4 racks.
She don't even know it's you.
Bruh, you don't even have to have a lot of money. Just 4 racks and some sweatpants. Looks rich as hell. Pull up with 7,000, three in this pocket, 4 in my right pocket. Mm. Killing, awesome.
Man, I like when bitches ain't used to shit. Bitch, I'm something. I get a hookah out like I don't give a fuck. Pull that 100 out, bought the hookah.
Big boy.
Flex. My flex on the waitress.
Walked off on the chain.
Nah, I shit was like 73. She's like, yeah. Sir, your chain. I was like, man, hey, don't stop me for no damn $27.
You don't take that goddamn little weak ass.
I'm like, hell, man, I gave him 10 more, man.
For running up though.
Yeah, running up. thought that wasn't enough, bitch.
Bro, she tried the fuck out of you.
Man.
In front of your little company and shit.
Man, yeah. We get outside, I don't tilt the valet an extra $5.
Right.
Like, man, hey.
So he can hit the pipe when they bring the challenger around.
I was like, appreciate you, boss, man. I always call niggas, any field they working, I call them boss, man.
Right, make them feel like they're going to be the boss one day.
Yeah, just real player, like, man, just.
So what she was talking about when she seen you bossing up like that?
She ain't say nothing at the time. She did a little smirk. So
right.
We get in the car, she was like, you be thinking, you be doing something. I was like, what you talking about, child?
What you were listening to, fam?
Huh?
What you were listening to?
I've been listening to DaBaby lately.
But I'm saying that's what you was swinging while you had a little shout in there.
Oh, nah, but when we got in the car, what I was listening to? Man, Los, you might think I'm playing, man. I really been on my old school flow lately.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, you really been trying to get to
man,
a mind.
I got a whole little playlist.
Don't bust them out?
Oh,
don't
no.
Even, don't tell
oh,
them
no,
nothing.
No, no, no.
Don't tell
I ain't
them
gonna
nothing.
Put niggas on that shit.
Man, come on.
So hey, but
you
look.
You riding listening to some slow shit, some shit, whatever.
I ain't
saying,
gonna put so. Niggas on, but I'm just gonna.
That's enough.
That's it, man. We got in that motherfucker. I pulled out the parking lot. Hey.
You had a mind gone.
Yeah.
You see, you play some shit like that, you fuck around and miss your exit. Be going around 285 the back way.
And you know I fuck with Sevens Lowe's.
Come on.
She about a 7.8. Like she
close
almost,
to being a motherfucking 8.
She almost an 8. She almost out of nigga lead. That's why I was like, I can't fuck with her like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She got a little girl.
Okay. Where the dad at? These are all questions you gotta ask.
Yeah, the dad is. Cause like,
you know them niggas love to show up and want a family when you over there happy.
But the dad
I want my motherfucking family back.
Yeah.
Who took your family?
I
you
can
left,
see him
dude.
Doing some shit like that. Cause he do baby mama type shit.
He a emotional ass nigga. Be calling, hanging up and shit outside.
She like, man, he just out like, don't worry about that. We chilling, man.
How about when the nigga know you over there, he's just wanting FaceTime and shit.
Yeah. Let me see my little girl. Oh, that's
she sleep,
shit.
My nigga. She sleep.
Yeah.
She sleep. That's crazy. Times are changing, bro. You gotta really step your game up out here fucking with these ladies, man. Especially when they got them baby daddies and shit. I ain't that baby daddy though.
Me neither.
I ain't him. I ain't no cock blocking that nigga, man. Shoot your shot. See what she talking about, bro. I can't be the only nigga she like.
See, but Los, your child at an age where you ain't even got to really deal with the child mama. And my little girl.
I wish. I ain't there yet. Almost.
Well, shit.
Almost.
I guess I don't spend my little girl look. Shit.
Yeah, you done cheated.
Yeah, the least conversation is possible.
For real.
Me and my little girl were talking the other day. What middle school she looking at? That probably a conversation.
She looking at her own middle school, bro.
Well, shit, I don't want to talk to her mama about it. So I'm throwing it at her so she could talk to her mama then bring it back.
Your baby mama cool?
At times, but now she done got pregnant.
By another nigga?
By another nigga.
Ooh, that about to free you up a little bit.
Yeah, but now it's like when they have a problem, the stress come up me.
That's fucked up. You shouldn't be the stress. Now you should really be working out they shit. Like, hey, what y'all mad about? Cause now you caught in the middle.
Right.
You gonna have to hit him and be like, bro, you need to call your girl.
Man, hey, like you tripping, like nigga, I done did my years. Like you seeing what the fuck up.
You asked for this shit. You love her. He about to marry her shit or they just fucking?
I've been trying to convince him to marry.
Stay with her.
Yeah. I was like, bro, she a good girl, no? She a good one.
Bro, you a real nigga, man.
Yeah.
I knew you wasn't no hater. That's why I fuck with you.
Yeah. I was like, hey, man, what you doing? I was like, man, I fucked up. Don't let her slip away. He was like, you for real? He was like, you got feelings
you
for
trick
her still? I'm trying to trick his dumb
make
ass.
Make him think he got some
He
shit.
Think I still. Like, I'm like, this dumb motherfucker. I was like, man, I was like, every nigga get one good girl. I was like,
you ain't hit him with that.
I'm looking the nigga in his eye. I was like, man, yeah. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. I was like, my daughter, she don't hate you. I was like, man, hey.
You a good nigga.
You a good nigga. I was like, if I thought you was a bad nigga, I wouldn't even tell my baby mama that y'all should be together. But I was like, man, I was with her 5 years. She ain't never been that happy. I was like, nigga, do hey, not nigga. Let her slip away.
She ain't never been that happy, bro.
Shit, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I hope you ain't watching this shit, bro. Cause you gonna know I've been finessing you the whole
time. He don't watch this shit, bro.
He can't watch this shit.
This podcast ain't for niggas who be marrying niggas' baby mama. They hate this show, bro. They think we some fuck niggas, and they swear we ain't funny for some reason. All the niggas who marry another nigga baby mom can't stand them.
Nigga rolling their eyes now.
It's a few,
shit.
But it like, and then he going, man, what fuck with y'all? Now you don't, bro. Oh, this is the perfect time for me to say this too. Look, let me say this to all the people who say they're fans. If you're not a real fan, don't be trying to take pictures of me. I got shit to do. I'm so sick of taking pictures with people who be like, what's your Instagram? Nigga, what? How you fuck with me and you don't know it? Leave me the fuck alone. Speak and keep it moving.
They be knowing you, low.
They don't, bro. They know me, but they don't fuck with me. I really got like 10 million followers in real life. They just don't follow me for some reason. They don't. They
don't share your shit, repost your shit.
Don't even follow me, though. Just be talking about me in tweets. Won't even at me. But they saying some decent shit.
Man, bro, no, he funny as fuck.
Bro, tag me, nigga.
Just, bro.
I need to retweet all these so the network know how many motherfuckers fuck with me. Not the same three motherfuckers, everybody.
Hello, niggas don't even say my name, would you? Boy, shit leader. But I love that shit, I answer back.
Yeah, you gonna be straight when the time to do your taxes. Yeah. Shit leader ain't a real person. You can reach that, your arm pretty long. I ain't want Nab to touch it, I don't know what he do.
Nah, I don't.
No, he don't even touch the shit.
You know me, I jumped way over that weed.
Yeah,
what went straight to the big leagues.
That water. That Kleenex. You on that Kleenex?
I'm just getting ready for that Hollywood shit, Lo.
Nah, you ain't gotta be. You don't have to be prepared for that.
I don't want to look like a rookie when I get in there. They be like, hey.
This is what a lot of motherfuckers don't understand. They gonna be disappointed when they get there.
Why?
Because they done hyped the shit up in their mind so much, they think that they going to be doing Hollywood shit the first day.
Oh.
You just, even when you get over there, they not about to let you in on all the fun
all
shit.
All the secret, yeah.
Yeah, you got to know some motherfuckers who can bring you in. You don't just get to go to the shit because you got a movie. That's why niggas be on social media all the time. They be famous, but they ain't cool.
Yeah.
This is one thing about the social media age. You could be famous than a motherfucker and have all the followers, but don't nobody want to fuck with you. They just want to watch you. You just, now you trapped on the fucking entertainment.
And then when they get around, they're like, man, that nigga ain't nothing like his Instagram.
Nothing. Like, man, that nigga lame as hell. He's weird. He a weirdo, bro. Yeah. A lot of that, I seen it.
Some of them niggas you think be funny and you see them in person, you try to roast and John with them. nigga John back.
Mm-mm. They don't do that.
They don't do that.
Nah. You gotta really watch what you say about roasting and playing with motherfuckers. They taking that shit serious.
Yeah, I've been noticing that.
You know what? I seen an argument about how much you're supposed to go to sleep. I seen some comedians, they was, it was real light, but if you tell it, they could have went another way, had somebody with
the comedians were debating on how much sleep you should get?
Yeah. I ain't gonna say the comedian's name, cause I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't gotta say the name. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out
if the people,
what was the debate
about. You know, people
about.
Who active on social media, they probably seen it, but you know, it was just a little back and forth about some shit Steve Harvey said. That nigga went on, you can't get rich going to sleep 8 hours. That's a third of your life. The Bible say. Black people, just cause you saw some shit or you thought you read some shit in the Bible, that don't make it real. That don't make it no realer than nothing. It ain't shit ain't real till you believe it. They can get mad at me all they want to, because you know what? Motherfuckers who go to church ain't trying to fight nothing. Hello? Welcome back to the 85 South Show. My name is Carlos Miller. Say whatever the fuck I want to, and you can't do shit about it.
So, Los, do you measure your sleep?
No, man, I go to sleep when the fuck I want
to. Right, that what I'm... But it's a nigga who probably heard that whole rant. Like, oh shit.
That's what it is. Nigga sleep too
goddamn.
Yeah,
I can't get my rest.
Man, what the fuck you gonna be
man,
up?
Man, if nigga got, you got diabetes, you nigga, got take your ass to bed.
Take your ass to bed. You got big ass bags
yeah,
on your
yeah, you waking up, your feet swelled up, cause
you
ain't
tired
got all
your
rest.
The goddamn time. All you doing is fucking up when
to
you
do what
get
the fuck
to the
Steve
spot.
Harvey doing.
Man, Steve Harvey already rich.
Yeah.
He didn't say that shit when he was trying to get his money.
Yeah. Nobody wasn't telling much, your ass how to sleep.
How much sleep did he get when he was on the come up?
When he was rocking his goddamn hot top and shit, ain't nobody telling you. That's why you ain't sleep 8 hours. He went trying to fuck it up.
Goddamn comedy club wasn't open in the daytime. What was he doing all day? Sleep.
Yeah.
I know what the fuck goes on. Kings of Comedy got a show tonight. You think the nigga was
and
up?
He said that, and now two more niggas come arguing about it.
Why?
How the fuck you arguing about what another nigga said?
But that's the thing about saying shit. Somebody could always be the other side of what you saying. So, hey, man, you can't get no money going to sleep. Motherfucker come right behind you. Yes, well, actually, I'm very successful. I sleep a good 8 hours a night.
Residual income,
man,
nigga.
Get your ass up. Sometimes I go to sleep 8 hours a week, 8 hours straight. Sleep the whole 8 hours. Then sometimes I might take 4 naps. Then I might be up 2 days straight. I don't know.
Lowe's, while you sleep, 85 South merchandise is being sold.
Right.
That's you getting money in your sleep.
I know it's being sold, because as soon as they buy it, they email, they send me a text, and be, they send me a DM or some shit, and be like, Jay bought my shit, and where it's at? Like, damn, can we get
so do this? You have to be up to make sure that happen?
I'm not, that ain't even my department.
What
the fuck I'm up for? I mean, I get it. I send it to
two
the motherfuckers.
Two niggas arguing about what another nigga said.
Bro, can you imagine this? I sent out a tweet and I said, don't ever go through somebody's phone, man. If you leaving, just leave. Fuck that shit.
Right, that's true.
How about the bitch that she last time she went through somebody's phone, she didn't eat for 3 days. I'm like, can you imagine not eating for 3 days? Because a hoe is being a hoe. You about to starve to damn death because a motherfucker doing what you knew they was going to do.
Cause that's why you went through it.
Come on.
For confirmation.
Man. Don't never go through no.
And to
phone.
Stay.
Once you find out the type of niggas your girl really like, you could never look at her the same. You definitely not her type.
Right. She's settling.
Come on, man.
Y'all done had a kid. She like your mama, nigga. She ain't trying to start over. She just like another
oh,
nigga.
Niggas, I'm gonna give you some more game, niggas who don't have no kids. Just know that your ass, you are on temporary time. You ain't got no kids, you ain't got no obligation. You, your girl might find a whole nother nigga and ignore the fuck out you. You out of there.
Like, I think that's when people with no kids, they feel like they in high demand.
You know, Georgia is a
nigga
will
to
work. Georgia is a will to work state. They can just fire your ass for nothing.
Right. I done seen it happen.
That shit. Shit.
People with no kids be selfish.
Shit.
They don't understand the family life.
Nigga, people with no kids, they got it good. Don't even know it. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
And they don't even want to do it.
Woo.
Motherfuckers want to not sleep 8 hours.
It got hot in here. Because shit got real.
Yeah, motherfuckers ain't got no kids, no family, and still don't want to take their full 8 hours of sleep.
But even when I'm tired as a motherfucker, sometimes 8 hours just too goddamn much sleep for me.
Man, that's the thing. I don't even know how long I sleep, but it ain't 8 hours. But since that nigga said it, I'm going to go sleep 8 hours tonight.
Not
just
because,
man,
I'm
going to try. It's hard to sleep 8 hours. You gotta roll over, you gotta piss.
I'm good. Like
your phone might go off.
After a good 5-6, I'm out of there. I'm straight.
Man, I gotta been drinking all night, eating pussy all night.
Damn.
And that'll put me to sleep for at least 6 and a half.
Sometimes pussy puts you in a coma. You wake up, you don't know what time it is. It
be wake up, your mouth be dry. You one gotta in get the you afternoon. Some Gatorade.
Like, man, I done laid up in this pussy all night. Damn. I done fucked the whole day.
How you doing, how you?
Damn. I've been in this pussy a day and a half. This shit just won't light no more, Craig. Did you put is this a fake blunt?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Carlos Miller, and I'm over here at the 85 South Show. I know a lot of people run a lot of online businesses and boutiques and stuff like that. Or maybe you just have your own business and you need to do a lot of postage. That's why I want to recommend that you go over to stamps.com and use my promo code SOUTH so you can get the discounts that you need to start saving money for your business. That's right, we use stamps.com over here to ship out all our merch at 85 South Show. If you go there right now to their homepage and click on the microphone at the top of it and type in South, you can get 4 weeks. You can get a 4-week trial. You can get some free postage. And they'll give you a digital scale with no long-term commitment. That's right, people. We use stamps.com, so you should too. It's great for small businesses. It's great for office work. Or just people who send out a lot of packages. Even if you have a warehouse full of packages, stamps.com can cover your ass, son. No, but on some real though, man, I'm telling you, we ship out all our merch. We go to stamps.com because don't nobody have time to keep going back and forth to the post office. You can print the postage right off your computer for any package, any letter, whatever you need. It's just like going to the post office at your house. You go to that website right now, go to the homepage, click the microphone, type in the code South so you can start getting your discounts at stamps.com. I'm telling you, they'll even send you a free digital scale if you go to that joint right now.
Yeah, man. Niggas going through it out here, dog. I'm glad you came through to put some pimping on it, though.
Yeah, it's just different aspect. Then, like, when I hear you, you know me, you get your take. I learn, take some out of that, add to mine.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, if you got a good one, you better keep it. Ain't really shit left on these streets.
I'm noticing.
A lot of niggas be thinking that it's some good women gonna show up and change the game. They not. Mm-mm. Nope.
Man, I was one bitch, her nigga just keep calling. She got me so fucked up in the head, I said, why the nigga don't trust you? Not realizing the bitch with me.
Oh, man.
Got a good nigga, he work at a warehouse.
Damn.
Trying his best.
Buy everything she want. Buy everything she want.
And I'm just finger fucking her right there while she's sitting up. I ain't doing nothing.
What you think about that shit Steph Curry's wife said? That's got everybody in their feelings.
Yeah, I seen a lot of people talking about that on. I think this was crazy. It's the people that's giving their takes on it, like the single women. Like, I don't, like, of course you gonna say that, bitch. I feel like for him, it's like a slap in the face.
He a good dude.
He a good dude.
But what the fuck that got to do with anything?
I'm a 3-time champ.
Nope. About to be a 1-time loser. That's crazy. Well, I guess maybe it is a thing. I mean, I guess it's shedding a light on a lot of aspects of you know, the female psyche this week, you know? Maybe some women just need attention. Whether they want it from some motherfuckers they want it from or not. I guess everybody need to feel attractive and shit.
But that'll throw that nigga off his game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like, man, why my bitch ain't happy?
She wants some, that was a cry for attention. Yeah. He busy at work. She wants some attention from somebody. I hope she don't get it from the wrong nigga. I hope one of them rap niggas don't pull, one of them loving hip hop ass niggas, man. Damn, that'll be so fucked up.
I already know who will probably shoot his shot at him.
Who?
Somebody. It'll be somebody you at least expect.
But it'll be one of them niggas you don't even know.
It'll be somebody know, like Sauce Walker. Shit. I can see him doing it.
I took your bitch, man. Ooh-wee!
It gotta be somebody who will get on the gram and stunt.
Ooh, he gonna do it.
Yeah, he gonna do it.
He gonna expose
it. Ain't gonna put it in the rap.
Ooh.
You shooting threes, I'm shooting at your bitch.
Quit calling my house, nigga, asking to speak to my motherfucking kids, you dig? Them my kids. Pay your child support, nigga.
Oh.
Wow. Don't do stuff like that, bro.
Nah, can't.
Because Steph a good shooter. He'll come at that bitch out. He'll be right, too.
If he do that with a basketball, imagine what he'll do with a Glock.
Nigga just got in contact, too.
That nigga shooting from long range.
Man, I know he's sick.
Pop!
Even though they won it, I know he's sick. Because now he got to go home and hear that
shit. Yeah, hear that shit. Like, how do you even like, check him? Like, what you doing?
He not going straight to bed tonight. Yeah. He got to go home and hear that shit.
Oh, nah. I bet he ain't getting his 8 hours.
Ooh. Ooh. Ain't no eight.
Hell no.
It's going to be a minute before he get eight in that house. In that house?
Then you on that with my mama saying that shit?
Oh, my God.
See, that's what people ain't realizing. You sitting next to my mama talking that shit.
Then you on a team with niggas like Draymond Green who play way too much.
Yeah.
Way too much. He gonna let the shit die down about 3 months.
My brother wife on the shit? You, man, hey, man, I don't know. What you mean still? I don't know. Man,
he just walk around the house mad with them, won't take them Under Armour shoes off. Where you going? Don't worry about where the fuck I'm going.
You should have been thinking about that shit before you start getting on talk shows, answering questions and shit. Well, Jada, bitch, look, is you married to Jada? That one you get mad. Bitch, is you married to Jada?
Let me leave so you can get, you know, have room for your little attention and shit.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Every time she pick up the phone, what you doing? Getting your attention?
You writing niggas back?
Whoa. Whoa.
Now Steph got to go look at the niggas she following. And start keeping up with the numbers. Right,
you know how many comments he done went through today?
Mm. I get this, every your little friend.
Every time he click on a picture, he see one of his dogs, then like that. Yeah. Oh, man.
Going back to the old pictures.
Ooh.
The 2016 motherfuckers.
Oh, so you following niggas back? What are you talking about?
No.
All right. How long this been going on?
I'm telling you, when we win the ship this year, don't you jump your ass on the parade.
Wow.
Don't jump your ass on the fucking parade. Now go get the little attention you wanted.
Don't say that. Don't ever tell a woman that, because she gonna go get it.
Shit, she done did it. Look, you know how many people saw that interview? Look, we talking about it. How many people watched your show? She might have well said the shit on the 85 South show.
She did. She did, bro. But this is...
I'm stressed for that.
It's a lot of Steph Curry's going through this shit right now. You know how many girlfriends is butt naked on the ground? I'm talking about a whole pussy.
For 372 likes.
And 14 comments. 14 regular ass comments. She twerking on beat, got good lighting for 200 views. 26 comments.
5 heart eyes.
Most of her ass is out.
And a girl
13 friend. Ugly niggas.
Her best friend gonna come say something on there.
3 old niggas calling her beautiful. 2 ugly bitches leaving hard ass. Wow. That's what we at.
Turn up, twin. Bitch don't look shit like her.
Lord have mercy. Lord have
we me. Doomed.
We done. It's over. This is what this is what the end looked like.
The end game.
All these, they all got the same body. They got the same teeth. They getting laser coochie. The laser coochie got to have some type of long-term effect.
Oh, definitely.
The laser in the coochie hell. Why you got one coochie? Why would you put a laser on it? Gonna burn your pussy out. What if they set the shit too high and hit you with the fucking Star Wars lightsaber?
What did that shit like? Sterilize your clit?
I don't know. I know one thing, I never put no laser by my dick. I know you don't even supposed to look at the little scanner on the U-scan. That'll fuck you up.
Mm. People don't be thinking like that,
though. I do. I keep everything away from my genitals. Especially nasty motherfuckers. Hey man, this is the 85 South Show. We just in here kicking off random ideas. We just had a crazy ass night, man. We had an argument of sorts. A lot of things going on in the world. Nav, how you see it?
What, the arguments?
The world, the changes that are coming. How you enjoying 2019, my nigga?
Well, 2019 ain't been bad. It ain't been bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't been bad at all. It's been a little different, though.
Georgia passed the abortion bill today.
I saw that.
Yeah, smoke one for all my niggas who ain't here. I need another one. I can't get that one. But yeah, Georgia passed the abortion bill. 6 weeks, heartbeat.
That what part got me, they said the female could put a nigga on child support while she carrying the baby.
Then they said if you go out of state to get an abortion, they could charge you for some other shit, conspiracy or some shit.
Yeah. Now motherfuckers got to sneak and put motherfuckers in the trunk to go to North Carolina.
South Carolina closer.
Yeah, but you could do more shit in North Carolina.
I don't know. North Carolina got some crazy-ass rules, nigga. They don't play by who go in their bathroom.
What you mean?
Man, you don't remember? They had the whole shit where they was about to leave North Carolina about the transgender bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's when they almost took the All-Star game from them. Damn.
North Carolina ain't playing, man. These old white dudes, they losing the grip. So they just, like, taking their power and making dumb-ass rules at this point.
Right.
They about to bring segregation back. They got some bills with segregation on the docket.
It's ultimate the female choice.
Yep.
At the end of the day.
That's what she said. Her body, her choice.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Brian Kemp?
He a loser.
Yeah, man.
Somebody gonna slap him. Politically. Because I don't want them to think we're, you know, inciting violence, but I think politically he's gonna get a smackdown in the runoff.
I want what's her name to say something to him.
Who?
When she reclaiming her time.
Ooh, Maxine Waters.
Ooh, she'll let that motherfucker have it.
Ooh, he gonna have to go to Congress. Yeah. You watch the Congress arguments?
Sometimes.
Y'all start watching the arguments in Congress. This shit is great. Maxine, reclaiming my time. Love Maxine Waters. She told me I was handsome and gave me some sugar.
For real?
At the BET Awards. Yeah. I'm that nigga.
Now that's big, Lo.
Yeah, I was gonna wait to tell that story to my grandson, but she did that on this cheek right here.
You took a picture with her?
I think so.
There's bro, certain pictures you need on your mental.
Bro, I've been taking some pictures with some very obscure people. I was in the airport one day and Herman Cain was walking right behind me. You know the black dude who got in trouble with all that shit, mm-hmm. trying to run for president, the Godfather piece of him. He was right behind me and shit. I chopped it up just because I watched the news and shit and I knew who he was. We seen a lot of motherfuckers, man.
Man, my cousin, she graduated from TSU and they had Al Sharpton, one of the speakers. So, you know,
Al Sharpton looked like a good ass grandmother.
So I'm talking, somebody like, shh, Al Sharpton about this. Bitch, I don't give a fuck
about that.
That way, sometimes you gotta be rude to motherfucker, like, don't shush me. But here, Al Sharpton.
You better wait till I shut him. Yeah. Wait till I finish.
Hear his snitching ass.
You know, he'll snitch. He'll inform it.
Big fat rat.
That's why he had to get that gastric bypass so he could be a whole nother motherfucker.
Man, he's a whole nother nigga now.
Damn.
How old you think Al Sharpton is?
70 something.
Nigga look every bit of
140. Bro, you saw that they banned Farrakhan off Facebook and shit?
Oh yeah, they tripping. That's when you know you powerful. You know how powerful, they don't even ban motherfuckers who fucking on Facebook.
Bruh.
All this man does is speak intellectual.
Bruh.
I said this shit
too,
right.
They don't, that ain't gonna have no effect. That's not gonna have no effect.
What?
Cause now we gonna watch the shit like we been watching. Yeah. We'll go down there and buy them DVDs if we have
man,
to.
Man, I'm gonna buy the fuck out of Last Call.
Come on, man. That's the whole nother one. That's the Jehovah's Witness thing.
No.
No, you right.
Yeah,
I'm high. I'll be buying my fruit from.
Oh, I don't buy shit from the
Muslims.
No, Jehovah.
From the brothers.
I buy from the Muslims.
The fruits, the pineapples and shit.
Like, let me see you out and I buy from you. Don't come knocking on my door. And then you trick me.
How?
Like, the lady, she was like, you believe, like, what's your religion? I started talking to her. I'm telling her. Then she hand the motherfucker to me. I'm like, what's
I'm
this?
Not that gullible. They can't speak. They can't talk to me. And
so you don't
me.
Like you.
Like leave me alone. I'm good on what I believe. I don't need to do what you're doing. Leave me alone.
But I don't want to be rude though.
I don't. No, it is. It's rude for them to come and ask you.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's to say that you ain't in your house practicing your religion right now? And somebody gonna be like, hey, bro, I got some shit better than that. Like, no, I'm
Whoa,
good.
Wait a minute.
Who told? That's basically what they said.
That ain't nothing but the
Come on, man. Don't try to tell me a different version of the shit I already believe in.
Right.
Well, it's
So you telling me my grandma lie?
I'm just saying. I ain't calling
and her no, grandma a lie.
I ain't calling
like this years of
that's basically what we that,
yeah.
Why you on
man,
that?
Man, let that man. I hope she knock on my door tomorrow.
She not. That don't come on.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
They ain't gonna come when you
they
want them to
come. Come on Saturday morning.
I'm matter of fact, I'm gonna leave that motherfucker open. I'm gonna leave my door cracked. She ain't even gonna have to knock hard. I was like, yeah, I've been waiting for your motherfucking ass. Come sit down. Let me talk to you about something.
Hey, what do I need to put on my door so won't nobody knock on it?
No, you don't want nobody to knock.
No,
beer.
Man, leave me the fuck alone.
Damn,
bro. Bro, I'm really, like, I fuck with people, but I'm really, like, when I'm not fucking with people, I really want to just be by myself, bro. Like, all that extra ass shit, yelling and hollering and making a scene, bro, I don't like all that. I can't fuck with it.
What's the last thing you did, Lo, like, on your free time, just did, like?
What you mean?
Like, you know, like some people go to concerts, some people go to movies.
I'm going to the movies. I'm going to go see that Endgame. That shit did too long.
Yeah, 3 hours.
I'm trying to figure out.
So what were the last thing you did for yourself?
I'm trying to figure out the type of weed that I could goddamn smoke that's going to last that long. Nothing. I ain't did shit in a minute. I've been working for months straight.
That's always a good thing.
But I ain't really got to go kick it or do
you
shit.
You had a day to
do you know how to look? I get to do little shit, like go outside and watch the car and shit and, you know, take a little ride, hit the blunt. But I ain't been nowhere. I be working. I only get like 1 or 2 days off and then I'm back to the grind.
That like, you know, your uncle, you be like wondering like what makes him move. He come home, you don't even really fuck with your auntie like that.
Nope.
He get in his car, right? He find some shit to fix. Find some shit.
Yeah, I get to put the damn license plate on that damn car. I got to fucking with that license plate.
Yeah.
Old niggas got the best stories about that. Yeah, I got up this morning and I fucking with that license plate. I took that damn, they had the damn Phillips head on there and it went down the hardware store and hell, I changed the damn license plate screws. And I look up, hell, it was late. It was about 8:30 in the morning. I stopped down to McDonald's, got some hot cakes and some bacon, hell. I wait down there a good 15 minutes, hell, and then, you know, I ate and I came on back to the house and, hell, I looked at the news for a minute and then I looked outside and I looked up and, hell, it looked like it was gonna rain. So, hell, I waited on the rain and then about 10:30, didn't nothing happen. So, shit, I rode down there. Went down my brother's house. He was still in the bed. He didn't answer the door. So hell, I rode down there by the water, checked the water. Well, you know the water up. It rained them 2 days, and that water done went all the way up there. Now man, it was good fish back there. I was gonna go down there. My brother, by the time by the time he got up, it was 11 something. I said, shit, you done slept all day now. So hell, like then my sister wanted me to come over there and help her with some things, and I get over there, and hell, she wasn't ready to do nothing, so I took her to Walmart. We went to Walmart up there, and hell, I helped her bring her groceries in, and then me and her sat around, and we talked for about 2 hours or something. Hell, the next thing I know, I look up, it was 2:15. I said, shit, let me take my ass home. I get home, I pull up about 3 o'clock. You know, them kids got out of school about 3 o'clock. So I got behind that school bus, and I was behind that school bus 20, 30 minutes. And hell, when I get home, I put some greens on and took my shoes off. That's just by the time my son called me. I got up, went over my son's house, helped him put his lawnmower back together. He had took the blade off that motherfucker. And
hey man, shut the fuck up. Why you took the lawnmower, boy?
Well,
nigga ain't said nothing about his
bruh,
wife.
Old niggas would talk to you all day about nothing.
Don't let them buy something new.
Come on, man.
And they thinking you ain't seen it yet?
Well, you saw that Rego I bought my wife, that Buick? Yeah, she said she had been wanting a new car, so we went down there, and I ain't planning on buying nothing, so we just looking in here. She looked at a few things, and on the way out, she said, I something about this damn car. And I said, girl, come on, we on my damn tag here. So she got to fucking around with that damn car. Next thing you know, here she come. So we bought the damn car. They want $1,100 down and then the tax. Cause you know my credit already straight. I ain't bought nothing in it. So we gets to fucking with it and I brought it home and I washed it for and all of this and that. And I, hell, I don't drive or something. I rode it down to the gas, put some gas in it. And hell, that's the last I drove it.
All damn day.
There's the blunt. We're about to get the fuck out of here, Naff. What should we talk about in closing?
Man.
You lost that little money on that game tonight.
Oh, man. I'm in good spirits now. Nah, I ain't tripping on it now. Man, that crackhead shit y'all did so fucking funny.
You fuck with it?
But
the Nashville shit?
Yeah. The whole show.
Crack smoke in your body. Crack smoke in your body. Freddie, look at me. Much love to everybody in Nashville for making all three of those shows fucking classic episodes. Joe.
The shit getting better.
Wasn't the shit dope? It was amazing. Bro, that's our goal. Every show is to just go better and better, harder and harder. Man, we getting people traveling from all over the country coming to these live shows.
I think for a minute, the Chicago was my favorite.
Who's holding the title?
Yeah. But that Nashville.
You got to watch all three of them because it's a series.
Oh, so I ain't seen the third one yet.
Bro, you bullshitting. You bullshitting.
The third one ain't out yet.
Yes, it is. With the finale. That's the one that came out last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I only seen the two.
It's three. We did three shows in Nashville.
Damn.
We on their ass.
On their motherfucking ass.
Nigga, we had a 4 o'clock show, a 7 o'clock show, and a what, 8, 9 o'clock? Yeah, we was on their ass, boy. All day.
So a nigga really could have came.
Man, we did
and watched all three.
We did
three.
A good 6 hours of comedy down there.
Effortlessly. That's the blueprint. Now a nigga finna be doing that.
Right. That's why we can't be mad. Yeah.
They gonna have three shows. Do they use, like, hey, I don't know. Do they do, like,
just
how
watch
they,
it. Just yeah, watch how, it. That's all I can tell you is watch
I'm
it.
I'm talking about how they do it, how they emulate the style.
They can do what they man.
Like, I'm saying, so how would I know somebody emulate y'all style? Like, what's like, give me like three key components.
Mm-mm.
I just know it when I see it. Say no more. Now I'm finna be looking.
Cause it ain't gonna be one motherfucker. Oh. It's not one. It's a whole genre.
It's a plethora.
It's a genre. Mm. But you know what'd be dope about it?
What?
If everybody was doing their own shit. Like,
then you got different ways to look at stuff.
Then I can watch your shit, right. And then it won't be the same shit.
Like, damn, that's dope.
Now, see,
but now you watching that shit like, that's us.
I want to be able to
say.
Well,
that's me.
I want to be able to say, I fuck with what y'all doing.
Not, I fuck
but with
what
we doing.
We doing. And I'm just seeing it a different way. Ooh. I think you should just close it out with a little inspirational freestyle, Los. Cause a lot of, like, when you say it like that, niggas don't understand until you rap it. A lot of these niggas don't understand when you just straight tell them something.
Man.
They gotta hear that shit in a rap.
Cause they don't listen. That's why I always catch them stealing. They need to get up on they pimping and quit trying to be like me, be like yourself. Cause if you steal mine, I might not have none left. Hey, nah, cause I got a lot. Matter of fact, come over here, I give you a shot, and if you want it, you can get it. And I'ma show you what you need to do with it. Take that shit and go global. And then go commercial. And then shoot you a commercial. And then start geeking like Urkel. And get a trademark color, maybe purple, cause ain't nobody using that. Matter of fact, get your logo together, outlined in black. Hey! And make you some merch and then start making money off your little bitty shirts. Mm. And if you really get goody, guess what? Re-up and then buy you some hoodies. And then get you a website. And then stay up all night to get the mail right. Hey, box up all your packages. Then get the money, get some action. Find a motherfucking person who will ship them for you. Now you ain't ready for that. Now matter of fact, I done took you too far. I shouldn't have told you that much because you ain't ready for that. Hey,
they ain't even got to that point
they
yet.
They ain't even at that point of their life.
Now you finna have them jumping up steps trying to do okay. that shit. Now okay. they done fucked up with that.
Yeah, man. See, the next thing you need to do is get a studio and get your motherfucking timing in your flow. And then book the live show so some people can't be hype and wanna go. You feel me? Mm. It's too much. I'm not giving them the game. I refuse. That's enough. They got to find part two. It's gonna be lost in like some episodes. We're gonna break it up.
So low.
I'm just gonna give them that first two parts.
They heard you talk about the three sold out shows, but they ain't got one yet. So what they'll do to?
But this the thing. See, they trying to, they just throwing it out there, leaving it to chance. But we take a chance on our goddamn self. See, like by the time we put the shit on our social media, have the shit gone, cause them people who watch this shit, they waiting on us to say. We coming to your city.
Every time I see you post one, somebody yell out another
city. I got to get my shit right now because it sell out like that. A lot of people want to be in the front and they don't give a fuck.
I seen a motherfucker who stay in Antarctica say, man, I guess I'm just going to have to go to the Nashville.
He said that.
Because I can't wait.
You ain't make that up. He really said that.
I don't get paid to lie.
You know what? I really think we undercutting ourselves. The ticket's too low. Maybe the tickets don't cost enough because they're selling too fast. They show us much love. Some people just like coming to the show. They just be like, nigga, I'm off that weekend. I'm coming. It's a weird show. Nigga, the Missouri show. Where you live? San Jose, California. I'm buying a flight, a hotel, and a rental car.
And I'm coming.
And I'm buying a ticket, a hoodie, and a hat.
And a meet and greet.
All of this. They show you the picture from the last one. Bro, I'm so glad we have tapped into a market of black people who have financial resources. If we were limited to just niggas who didn't have no money, oh my God. I don't know where we would be.
And this shit.
This is just the beginning. This is phase one.
Brick by brick.
We 3/4 done with phase one. Phase two is a motherfucking fool.
Don't bullshit me, Los. You not in still fucking phase one, Los.
Three fourths of the way. Phase one. Joe,
so phase one ain't even over?
Phase one not even done. I'm going crazy, bro.
I'm baffled.
You want me to drop? I'll tell you.
No, nah, man. It's gonna take me a minute to comprehend that for a
guess
minute.
Guess what I got coming?
Cause now I'm figuring out what was the 3/4 of the phase one.
I ain't even got to the other shit. Guess what's coming?
What?
Bathrobes.
Oh shit.
Slippers.
Not with the 8 and the 5 on the. Slippers. Oh my God.
Motherfucking flip flops with the 8 on one side, the 5 on the other.
Man, I definitely gotta lose these titties.
Come on, bro.
Cause I gotta have an 85 bathrobe.
Guess what else we doing?
What that?
Nigga, I'm about to get me some of them goddamn Bahama hats. The shit that motherfuckers wear on the beach, like Panama Jack.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do rags, sports bras. Stretch pants.
I can see a Jehovah Witness knocking on my door. I walk to the door in that 85 robe.
Bitch, why y'all knocking so loud?
What's happening, bitch?
Clasp.
Yeah. What's happening with it?
All of that. It's coming soon. I already got it.
And guess what? Get what she got? An 85 South lighter in her hand.
Come on. You know those she are smoked you know cigarettes. Those are already in yeah. play. Shout out to everybody who been asking about the Show Me the Coochie First shirt. They coming. Should I have them say, show me the coochie first or show me the coochie part first? We're going with the first one.
Yeah, I like the first one.
Yeah, show me the coochie first. Yeah. Those are definitely in the works, but that's gonna be a limited run. So make sure you get your order in. I don't know how many I'm doing. I don't know yet, but I know it's gonna be limited. That's gonna be a limited edition. I may bring them back later on, maybe next year, but the first run, it may be exclusive. Maybe only 100, I don't know yet.
Man, Los, you gonna
I'm
have,
taking pre-orders right now, though.
You gonna have motherfuckers really like out here standing in line because they wanna get that shirt,
dude. And look, let me
you,
say
you
one more
thing. You want some Michael Jordan shit?
Do me one more favor, all the fans who watch the shit. Don't make your own version of my shit. Stop doing that. You bootlegging right in front of me.
What you about gonna, a nigga you gonna who tried
tag,
to
you gonna
the
make
shirt.
A shirt of some shit I said and tag me in it and ask me if I want you to send me one. Let's think about that for a second.
Did he try to sell it or he just tried to get it to you?
Hold on. Let's just think about that. You made a shirt with something I said and asked me if I wanted one.
He tried to sell it?
Why you doing that? Why you do that? Why you do that? Why? Why you do me like that? I would never do you like that. But why you do me like that?
Lowe's, did he want profit? Did he want profit?
They selling them.
Did he want profit
they,
from you?
They selling them. Hey, man, I sell you one. You gonna do what?
Lowe's, what if you go to the page and see sold out in large and they say?
Oh, you don't know how many times I have done that.
Hey, Lowe's, just so happened you want one. And he say he ain't got your size. Can I send you a 2X? Hey,
I'm gonna get you one on the next run, bro. I sold out of them. You know, they quit touching shit. That one flew off.
Yeah.
I hope y'all know I own that. So I ain't said shit, but I'm gonna sue Eric. I'm gonna let you get all the money first. Then I'm gonna sue the shit out of you. Joe, you laughing way too hard. Cause you know I own that shit. Hey man, why don't you make that? Yeah, I already did. You think I'm just saying this shit? I own it. I gotta make sure I got all my paperwork in order before I do any hashtags or anything.
So, Lowe, how did he ask you about the shirt?
He like, sent it to me on the DM and tagged me in that bitch. I was like, bro, you want one? These bitches are going. You laughing, but it fucked up, bro.
It fucked up, but.
It's fucked up. You think like, I'm making this up? This
no,
is a
I believe.
Goddamn story.
But would you rather it be in that way?
Let me tell you how they do it. They try to give me one that's too big, so I can't wear it. I brought you a shirt. Man, that big ass shirt. Do y'all niggas, what the fuck are y'all seeing on y'all screen? Do I look a fucking extra large? I am a medium.
You told me about the nigga who came to the show. I forgot what he was selling. But I ain't know about the nigga on Instagram.
Hey man, for real.
What if you just would have been scrolling and seen it? Would you? That'll make you more madder than a nigga tagging you.
Hey man, don't be trying to profit off my shit, bro. Profit off your own shit. Oh, if you have
that go another
tools
shirt
and the tools and necessities that go to another make shirt another nigga shirt, make your own shit. You can sit there and make somebody else shit, but you don't have some shit that you want to make, that you want to say, that's yours. Some shit ain't nobody saying. Come on now. Who the fuck just got it? And these niggas can make t-shirts faster than you can fucking believe, bro. This shit'll be, they'll have a shirt made by the time you get off Instagram Live.
As long as you be dropping so many gems, I bet you forget some of the shit you say.
Nigga, how I'ma forget my shit?
But I know you.
I'ma know it when another motherfucker say it. That's the way the human brain works. Nigga, I said that.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Nigga, that's mine. Y'all so disrespectful. I post a little clip. These niggas cut my shit off the clip and just post the part that they want to use. You dirty bitches. Whoever watched the 85 South Show and make all them memes off of shit that we say, you not helping us. You a whole fuck nigga. You a hating ass nigga. All right, let me stop. I get emotional. T-J-O-N just started minding his business. He don't want no smoke. The new nigga like, man, let me go and pack this shit up, bro. This nigga, I'm in the church. I ain't come here for this beef shit.
Did J.O.N. never get his do-rag back?
I'm make sure that nigga get that, bro. I done caught so much hell. Who pink motherfucking do-rag? I had to make this nigga make a video. Like, bro, tell these motherfuckers. I'm thinking I'm looking out for my dog. He done left his shit in Houston. I done brought it back. I ain't never get it to him, man. This nigga here can't have no friends. Niggas ain't shit.
Every time I come, man, I have fun, man.
Man, that's why you got to keep coming on the regular, man. I guess we're going to have to cut this shit up with the other episode because they ain't even say shit. We're gonna have to put these side by side.
Hey.
We got to cut, we got to jump to these. We got to jump from clip to clip.
Where your
throw the Blue Chew commercial in there.
Your facial expression. Hey, you know motherfuckers still take me. I finally seen you commercial. That's not my fucking commercial, dog.
The special help.
Yeah.
Bro, we hustling over here. We'll do an ad.
See. Well, niggas
we'll
talking about
ad,
I finally
man.
Seen my commercial like it ever was my shit.
Nigga.
You forced me in that shit, Lowe's.
We doing ads now, bro. You ain't seen the City Trends ad?
Yeah.
I got to post my shit. I'm going to go in there, bitch.
Yeah, I ain't seen yours yet.
Do all kind of shit. Then get some socks. You know they sent me a gift card.
How much on them?
I ain't going to use it. I'm going to buy my shit.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, I'm just going to buy my shit.
I mean, if you wanna goddamn.
Nah, cause I ain't
look out for your boy. You know, give me that motherfucker. I take so many holes through that shit. No,
that's the thing, bro. It ain't for that.
You know, I always have to go left field with some shit.
Nah, man, for real. Hey, this is what we gonna do though. I'm gonna holler at City Trends and get a gift card. And then I'm gonna give it away to, I'm gonna find me some fans to give like 3 or 4 gift cards to. So if you, one of the ladies, or one, you know, we might pick a fella to get a gift card. It ain't gonna be 2 though.
That shit would have been perfect for Mother's Day.
Yeah, bro. Man, we might do it. Hey man, if you wanna try to win this City Trends gift card, leave a comment. Let me know what you'll do with it. And then you gotta tag me in the picture and let me know how fresh you gonna get. Nah, for real, I gotta plug in City Trends. I'm gonna get a couple gift cards. I'm gonna negotiate something with them. Put a little money on there so you can go in there and get you, you know, if you already a City Trends shopper, or if you ain't never been, I need a big fine woman. I need somebody with a big ass booty. And then I just need somebody who just cute as fuck. You could be skinny as hell, as long as you cute as fuck. I just want 3 different like body types to go to City Trends.
And that's smart.
I want to find a nigga who could get fresh under any situation. You think you a nigga who could get fresh, accept the City Trends challenge, take the gift card in there, and I want to see what you do with it. And I do this every so often, and you know, I pick a little winner, and then you go, I'm going to send you the gift card, I'll express it to you, and then you hit your local City Trend, and I want to see how fresh you can get with it. And if you don't spend all the money, so we're gonna send the gift card to somebody else and keep the shit going and make it a real City Trends challenge. Wouldn't that be hard?
That's dope. That's dope.
All right, Joe, now send me that clip so I can send it to City Trends. Right. Think that'll work? Cool. I bet. That'll be hard. Bro, this is what I do. That's why this is the 85 South Show. And that's why your podcast is not the 85 South Show. We love you. Thank you. God bless. Good night. I'm Carlos Miller. That's Nav Green. This is your auntie's favorite podcast. You blow down dirty lint liquor. I'm so hungry.
The camera cut?
Yep.
Who's stealing your shit, man?